Welcome to Fantastic Neighborhood Guy Den episode. I don't know the number.
26, John.
All right, let's start over. Is it really? Because you gave me the wrong number last week.
I know, I realize that. No, but I updated the. I could look it up if you really don't.
No. I'm fine. We're sticking with this intro. So, as you may have figured out, I'm John. That's Fred. Fred, what is my show, Fantastic Neighborhood Guy Den?
Fantastic Neighborhood Guy Den is ostensibly a shorter version of Fantastic Neighborhood, where we talk about a single topic at a reasonable length and try to
reasonable.
Have a good discussion
you know,
about it.
A good size.
A good size.
She says it's fine. You know, says
no, not too big, not too small. It's just right.
What? Do you,
I don't know why that became Jersey Italian.
Yeah,
but.
You say I do one voice, but like, come on. So, Fred, this week we're going to discuss. And this might be a multi-parter, but we're going to discuss games that we want to like. And what I mean by that is, for whatever reason, whether it's because it's part of the cultural zeitgeist or because it's popular with peers or considered like a cultural milestone, there are games that personally I really want to like, but can't actually bring myself to like them.
Or just flat out don't.
Yeah, either don't. Dislike or hate in some cases. So I can't remember exactly why I brought this on. Maybe it was in the letters to a different podcast or something. You know, that's going to be a new gimmick for us, is where we answer letters to other podcasts. So thanks again for writing into the Giant Bombcast. But I wanted to start with a game, Fred.
Okay.
I'm going to start with a game that is actually near and dear to your heart.
Hopscotch.
Yeah. So I could just never really... Okay, so...
I know this has to be magic, right?
So it... Like, as I started saying this, I was like, I should use magic, because I remember when I tried to play it in seventh grade, and just like, this is complicated, and I am dumb. Maybe I just didn't have enough friends playing it or something. But anyway, Dead Space. The Dead Space series.
Okay.
So there's a lot there that I really should like, you know, really strong third-person shooting. I think they did some really incredible things with UI. Because the thing they do, like, where, I mean, all of the UI kind of projects in the environment, and it does this really cool thing, like health is visible on your character, right? You don't have a health meter. You can tell... Well, you do, but it's on your character, on Isaac's back.
Yeah, it's a spinal implant or whatever they use there.
I think the first game has just an incredible intro. And, you know, maybe it's something I want to go back and try for a third time or something. But the fact of the matter, and you say it's not that scary, but the fact of the matter is I don't do really well with scary games. And I really wanted to do this one because, I mean, you know, the agency I worked at, and you worked out later, like, we worked on a bunch of the marketing, and, you know, I did play through, like, the first stage of an early build, and I'm like, oh, this is really cool, but I play it in a lit office building.
Yeah.
So, see, yeah.
It doesn't really pick up till later either, you know?
Yeah, so my first one is the Dead Space series.
It's, I still stand by the first two games in that series. Love them to death. Okay, so this is a twofer. But I feel like these two titles are so inseparable that it managed. I just have to. Maybe it's the genre itself. I would love to be able to follow, like, and be part of the cultural phenomenon that is League of Legends and Dota 2.
Oh, you want to play? You want to play MOBAs?
I've played MOBAs. I'm limiting it to these two. You know, maybe. In a year from now, I might be lumping in, like, the Blizzard one or something like that. But I can't get behind these titles. Like, I want to just... I like the style of game. I like the, you know, it's two sides crashing into each other, different characters with diverse abilities, trying to find a balance on your team that counters the other team. I like that they have that drafting element. But the thing I can't do is invest the level of time needed to get into a game like this. There is so much community. There is so much just toxic venom in that community. There is so much. It's so unfriendly to new players.
Yeah, it takes hundreds of hours to get...
Hundreds of hours to grind to where you have to be. And the end goal
for those games...
But
it's grinding
games,
ability. It's not like a traditional RPG where you're grinding.
Right, but it's also... the thing with those games is that the end result for me is not appealing, or it is, but it's not realistic. Whereas, like, with a Squaresoft RPG or something like that, I put my time in, I play it, I beat it, and I get an ending. I get a story, right? With these games, the end goal for most people is to win a tournament and become a streamer and to join a esports gaming league and all that. Like, to me, that's, like, fucking nonsense. Like, I have a pretty good life. I'm not gonna walk away from what I have to try to live that dream.
But you play some mechanics based games that don't have... I mean, I don't know which of these which of your free to play shooters that you were heavily into at one time you're still into. But you know, I don't buy that from you. I do get the other stuff. And the number of hours,
it's mostly the hours and the it's like most people who I listen to who are quote unquote successful at this game or games have effectively devoted their life to it. And I just can't get behind that. Like, there's more things I want to do in life. Even if I could never be a professional Magic player. I know that. I enjoy playing the game, and that's why I play it. And I could still set a bar for success that I think would be acknowledged if I got there. But I could never be a pro. I'd have to give up too much of my life. Like, there's no way my wife would put up with me if all I did was play Magic for a living. I would spend way more time invested in that hobby than I do in my actual day job, which pays more in the long run.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, I got you. I got you, buddy.
I mean, the scariest thing to me, though, with League of Legends and Dota, it's, like, literally a career path for high school students right now.
Yeah, I think... Yeah, I think a lot of people are getting a lot out of games like this. I agree with some of the things about it feeling toxic I don't play a lot of multiplayer games anymore, and when I do, I try to play with people I know, you know?
Right. I feel like to join one of these games is almost like you have to go through the hazing. Like, it's like joining a frat.
Yeah, I was a fraternity, man. We didn't haze.
We didn't haze. We shared brotherhood.
We initiated. Ugh. I can't believe that was my fucking life. Yeah. So, my second one. I'm going with huge series here.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever liked a Resident Evil game.
You just don't like scary games, right? Is the next game in line going to be Silent Hill?
So that's what I want to play. They're not scary, right? They're cheesy. That first jump through the window. I mean, I think I might have liked the first one on Saturn, of all places. I probably never beat it. So I think I'm mostly talking about 4. So after Gears came out, I played through that, and I was friends with a guy who worked at the game shop, right? Worked at Game Crazy in Glassboro, New Jersey. So I'm like, oh man, this is so cool. And this is after I'd been a lapsed gamer for several years.
Right.
He's like, oh, you think this is cool? You should play this, Resident Evil 4. So I think I may have bought a GameCube copy and put it into a Wii. And got into the, like, first part where you're at the village and you have to, like, shoot stuff. I'm like, this is hot fucking garbage. And I am not going to play this anymore. Just the shooting is just so...
The tank controls, right? Because you couldn't move and shoot at the same time.
Yeah. And the shooting just doesn't feel good. Like, I just could... I was like, I'm never going to get good at this.
No, that game... I mean, I played that game when it came out on GameCube. I actually loved it. I played that before Gears. I feel like if I had played Gears first, I would not have liked Resident Evil 4. Because Gears was, in almost every way, the evolution of that title.
Yeah, no, totally.
I liked Resident Evil games back when tank controls were acceptable because there wasn't really a better way. But... as the series progressed and stopped being about a zombie outbreak and started being about, like, there's worm demons and it started to become a little bit too anime for me. That's sort of where I bailed.
I don't know. Just, it kind of bums me out because a lot of people really, really do like that game.
An important game.
True. I've seen some playthroughs of it, and like the inventory stuff looks just maddening too.
Yeah, it's a very pretty game, and it was a showcase piece for the GameCube at the time. But yeah, I liked Resident Evil up until about Code Veronica, and then I sort of bailed out.
I have Code Veronica on Dreamcast. I could probably play that.
I was more of a Parasite Eve 1 type of guy.
Ooh, I don't think I ever beat that, but I did play the shit out of that.
I liked that game a lot. All right. So my next title, John, this one, I am going to burn some fucking bridges with this one. I really wish I liked the Castlevania series.
Oh, yeah?
No, full disclosure, I haven't played a lot of them. Like, there's a lot of games in that series, right?
Which ones have you played?
I played basically the NES ones.
Oh, so you've never played the Metroidvania games?
I played the NES ones. I played one that was on Xbox, and I cannot remember which one. It wasn't the one that everyone considers like modern gaming's masterpiece. Was that, is that Aria of Sorrow or Symphony of Night? Or
is that
one of
Symphony
those
of the Night?
Yeah, I've never played that. But I just sort of, it's a little bit, it's the gameplay. I think the game, like, at least from the original games, the gameplay doesn't appeal to me, like even like Metroid does. Like the clumsy jumping and the whip and, you know, just the like patterned enemies that sort of are hard to avoid because the controls are clunky, not because they're hard to avoid.
Mm-hmm.
But I hate the goddamn revisionist Dracula storyline that they have. I don't give a fuck about the Belmont family or whatever other family it is.
I was just thinking about this today. I'm sorry, to just a quick aside.
No, it's fine.
We are just, I guess I'm not now because I thought about it today, but we are like, we just don't hear profanity, you and I.
No, not anymore.
I'm only conscious of it because Katie's trying to get me to curse a little less.
They have a swear jar at my wife's job, and
are they adults working there?
Yeah, believe it or not. But apparently, the amount of money she's thrown into that goddamn jar, we could have bought a car with at this point. She swears more than me. It's shocking to me to find that out. But yeah, they're not. I don't think she goes as far as I do. Like, it's just a lot of fucks and shits.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Castlevania, I respect that game. I don't think I can sit down and play it. I really don't. And I just don't like a lot of this. Like, this story just seems stupid and puerile to me.
So I actually, I never beat Symphony of the Night, but I like Symphony of the Night. But then I saw like somebody playing it at a very high level and doing like all the crazy shit you can apparently do in that game, tweaking systems and whatever. And I was like, that's
take
not for
the
me.
Fun right out of it. Was it like glitching through walls and all that shit?
I don't know. They do some crazy shit. So another big one. I don't like any Final Fantasy games.
I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming.
I've played 1, 2, 3, 7, and 8. 8 is probably the one I put the most time into.
8 is probably also the worst of that list.
Really? 7? Yeah. 7 is kind of lame.
7 is an artifact of the time of which it was made.
They're all artifacts of the...
I was a huge fan of that game.
Of course you were. Sorry. I still think however you want. I mean, like, if you're going to go RPGs of that era, like, I go Xenogears and... I go Xenogears if you're going to go PlayStation 1. If you're going to go SNES, I have to say, SNES era. I would say Lunar and Chrono Trigger. And if you go NES era, I would just tell you there's no good RPGs on NES, except maybe Zelda 1.
I don't know if Zelda 1 is truly an RPG.
There's like a really resurgence of people on the Zelda 2 bandwagon. I think 8... I don't know why I lost interest in it, but it just didn't hold me. I tried to play the remake of 3 on DS, and then I realized about 15, maybe 20 hours in, like, oh, wait, you can't buy Phoenix Dawn? Or Phoenix Down?
Phoenix Down, yeah. No, you can't do it in those early games.
I'm like, and they didn't fix that? So wait, I'm stuck. I only have this one save. I'm going to have to start this game over. I was like, nope. Nope.
Nope.
Nope.
You know, I... 7 is what got me back into video games in a big way.
I've been meaning to play 6 for a long time, too, but...
7 was the one where it became very cinematic. It sort of changed, and it was really starting to utilize the technology of the time. I beat that game 3 times. I've done 3 playthroughs of that game.
But you, I don't think you ever will again.
I don't think I will again. Even if they like actually remastered it instead of just re-releasing it.
Dude, the writing. You want to talk about some of the writing you've...
Yeah. The reason that game is what it is because of the character design, period. That's it. It's because of the character design and the landscape design. Like, the hand-drawn art in that game is actually pretty gorgeous. The scenery, you know? But I could not... You can't go back again sometimes. I played 7, 8, 9, and 10. And that you, and 10 you played, was...
You played 10?
I played 10, and then I played 10-2. And 10-2 is where I lost my mind and my interest in that game. Because 10-2 is the one where it was like, you're almost... Like, the three girls from 10 start, like, a fucking singing group and, like, travel the world to try to unite the world through music. And there's, like, a singing level where you sing, like, a J-pop song. It's the worst.
Wow, that sounds like the... That's like Majora's Mask.
Yeah, it's totally... I don't think it can be canon in that storyline. But the thing I realize about... I'm still a huge Square fanboy sometimes. Like, I really find myself longing for it. There was a game that came out during the era of, like... Maybe it was between 8 and 9. It might have been between 7 and 8. Called Legend of Dragoon, which was an excellent Squaresoft RPG. Absolutely fantastic. And it looked visually stunning. It looked better than all those other games. It was on like 5 discs or something like that. I really loved that game. And, you know, I still hold... And then there were some, you know, some other JRPGs I liked at the time that weren't Square. Like, Dreamcast had Skies of Arcadia, which was really good. Mm-hmm. But... I think 7 is an important cultural artifact, but I can't say I blame you now for not wanting to play that thing.
I played it at the time, and I don't think I maybe finished the first disc.
Fair enough. Maybe you were just more mature than I was.
I don't think Although, so, man. I like Lunar.
You know, when 7 first came out, I was really ill for like 3 months. I don't know what I had. I caught like fucking dengue fever or something.
You probably had mono, or maybe your parents like didn't vaccinate you, right?
No, I was vaccinated, but then after that, they just didn't. They started to believe in some stuff I don't agree with, but they, there was. I was sick for like 3 months in bed, and that's all I did. So I feel like that game might have special significance to me because of that.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows? Anyway, John, I have one more I wanted to bring up.
It's my turn.
No, that was yours.
Fuck. It's always my turn.
Well, this is my last one, and then we'll come back to you. And this is another grouping that's a little bit weird. I wish I liked literally every game I've backed on Kickstarter so far. Because
good pull.
Yeah, I've noticed this trend. Like there, and I don't want to say every game because there are a few that have come out that I did like. But by and large, the games that I've backed on Kickstarter, by the time you get them, they just don't live up to the hype.
Dude, I gotta say, I don't think I have actually played many of the games I backed on Kickstarter.
Yeah, right. You just lose interest.
With the exception of Shovel Knight, because Shovel Knight is effing incredible.
Like, I think when I finally get super hot, I'll play that. But it's been like a year already almost. I've yet to pull out my Dreamcast and play Redux.
Oh, yeah, samesies.
I played a little bit of Lisa, and then I said, I want to have some time to play this. And I was playing it when it was in, like, the initial release, and there was no save. So I'm like, I'm going to wait.
I got a little annoyed by that. I was like, you're not going to give us Steam keys?
I eventually got one.
You got a Steam key?
Yeah, he gave out Steam keys. He was cool about it.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that happened.
I thought we just had the DR, the...
No, he gave Steam keys as well.
I gotta check my email.
Yeah. But yeah, like, there's...
Did you find your character, though?
No, but that's why I want to dig back into that game. But that game, the War Machine Tactics game, which I could never actually get to work on my goddamn computer for some reason, Redux... I'm trying to think of any others that I back. I didn't back Banner Saga, and I love it. Right? Yeah. Maybe the key is not backing them, but I don't know, man. Like, I'm just... Kickstarter is great, and then it isn't.
I hear you, man.
So what's your last one, John? Or I don't know if it's your last.
You know what? So, speaking of Majora's Mask, I'm not going to throw the entire Zelda series under the bus because... I'm just going to throw most of the Zelda series under the bus.
I'm okay with this. Go for it.
I think I like Zelda 1. I think I like the first one.
My favorite is an oddball choice, too, in that series.
But oh, no, sorry. Game Boy 1. Link's Awakening. That's the only Zelda game I like. I haven't played many of them. I did not enjoy... Like, I really didn't like Twilight Princess. I thought I was gonna like that. I went back and played Link to the Past recently. That was kind of like okay-ish.
Yeah, we did that on Game Club.
You didn't finish. I did. Shit was crazy. Yeah, but I'm not. I'm just, you know, not into Zelda.
My favorite Zelda game is Wind Waker, which I don't think is a popular choice.
I want to play that. I want to play that a lot.
But, like, I didn't love most of the handheld ones. I never played Spirit Tracks. That looks stupid.
I played some of that.
I never played the new one that just came out. I didn't like Oracle of Seasons and Ages very much. And I didn't like Majora's Mask, which a lot of people think is the best title.
I actually, you know, I think Wind Waker is one that I really want to check out. There's the HD re-release on Wii U.
Yeah.
That seriously seems like, it seems like an art style that would not get old.
No, it's, I love it for the art style, even though they bashed it when it first came out. But I mean, it is still a Zelda game. There's a lot of backtracking. There's a lot of, exploration. There's a lot of, oh, this thing is open now, but I think it was the best put together title.
Yeah, maybe I'll get that. Maybe I'll do that. Oh, crap. Fred, do you know what?
What, John?
It's the end of our ostensibly shorter show.
It is the end. At a steamy 20-ish minutes.
Yeah, a brisk discussing the length.
You know, I think there are more titles that we could come up with if we really wanted to. Oh, but I think yeah, we should save that for another episode.
We only hit the tip of the iceberg, as it were, meaning there is still a lot below the surface. I think we could actually do this with a bunch of Game Club games we've played.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy, howdy, do I wish I could like brothers.
Yeah. Oh, not me. I felt it was contrived.
No, I'm okay with not liking
it. And then, when, like, I just, it occurred to me that, like, okay, so let's do brothers. So, so brothers is contrived, and I think it appeals, like, the people who, like, say it's emotionally resonating, I, like, worry that they haven't read enough books or seen enough decent films that they think that, I don't know, we deserve something more from games writing.
Oh, yeah. You know, Adam Setzler was at PAX South. Setzler.
Setzer? Setzler?
Setzer? Setzer? Adam S?
X-Play.
X-Play Adam.
Setzler. Setzler.
Setzler.
What were you calling him? Seckler?
Setzler?
Sector?
There's a T in there.
He's a fucking
Adam Skeletor.
Sector, the robot from Mortal Kombat 3.
Yeah. So he was at PAX South, and he was actually talking about how great he thought that game was and how emotionally compelling. And he was relating it back to the control scheme, which I think is fair. But that game wasn't good.
Nope. I agree. Totally agree, bruh. Totally agree, right, bruh.
You want to take us out, John? Because we got to save this for another show.
Well, so next week, tune in, and we'll be doing our pre-PAX episode.
Pre-PAX Tony Danza.
Yeah, so, and if you're going to be at PAX East, say hello to me or Fred, and I'll give you a pin of Fred. A pin.
Ian.
If I get my act together, we might give away some free games, too. But in the meantime, we have been Fred Earhart and John Anderson. Shit, I did that wrong. For Fred Earhart, I'm John Anderson. Bye-bye. Awkward outro. Keeping it awkward.